What's up, weirdos? I'm Chris Weir, and this is The Chris Weir Experience. And today we're on episode number 20 of The Daily Weirdo. And today I'm going to talk about, is college still worth it today? All right, before we even get started here, up front, let's define, first and foremost, what college is. College is an investment. It is not a requirement. It's an investment. At one time, it was a requirement. The only way you were going to get a job is to have a college degree. Today, it's an investment. And if you consider it like an investment, then you're going to require a return on that investment. So what you have to start calculating and what you have to start determining is, does your potential income justify the tuition and the time that you're going to be spending in college? I would argue, if you plan on going into, let's say, mechanics, like being a car mechanic or something to that effect, right? And you go spend $80,000 on a college education, you are downright crazy because you don't need an $80,000 college education to be a very successful car mechanic, right? Now, being a car mechanic's tough, and you need certain levels of training. There's trade school. I mean, there's practice just doing it, right? So there's many different ways. There's certifications that you've got to get. So it's not like being a car mechanic is the easiest thing in the world, but it doesn't need an $80,000 college tuition to get that job. But listen, here's the other thing, right? Now, a lot of people, right now, it seems to be pretty popular to poo-poo on college. We've got a lot, especially entrepreneurs that are out there that are, oh, college isn't worth it. You're wasting your money. Just get into the real world. Yada, yada, yada. I don't know that I've gone all the way over to that dark side yet. I think what's happening are these people are simply saying, here's tuition, here's your income. It doesn't add up, right? There's a very popular radio personality that's out there right now. That is incredibly anti-debt and always talks about you should not go in debt for college, period, on and on and on, because if your income doesn't justify it, then you shouldn't do it. Income is not the only thing to consider, right? That's not the only benefit. That's not the only return on your investment into college. Income is not, right? You've also got to consider the social development that you learn through college, networking, working with other people within your trade or your profession, and those connections that you make, buying time to plan, right? So you can look at the time aspect of this on both sides. One, you could say, oh, it's a waste of time. You're spending 4 years that you could be spending actually in the workforce. But you could also look at on the other side and say, look, these are 4 years that you get to sit back and plan what's going to happen. If you're going to be an entrepreneur and open up your own business, you have 4 years of planning at your fingertips right here, right? And if somebody, listen, if your parents are paying for college, you're an idiot for not going. I would like to find you so I can punch you in the face. If your parents are offering for you to go to college and they're going to pay for that, I'll punch you in the face if you don't go. You need to go. And again, not because necessarily you come out and this degree offers you better jobs or that it ensures you get a job or that it even can make you any more money. That's not the reason. It's the time. It's the ability for you to develop socially, mature because you grow up in college, network, make connections with other people, and buy time to do more planning. You have to have your eyes wide open as to what college actually is and what it is for you, right? Because it may be different for many people. If you're going into the medical profession, Well, college is a little bit different for you than it is for somebody in marketing, right? You kind of need to go to college. My daughter, my oldest daughter, is wanting to be a pediatric neurosurgeon. I can't even spell that, but whatever. That's what she's wanting to do, and that's awesome for her. So we're going to have a lot of college that we're paying for. But you know what? You look at the return on the other end of that is going to be far beyond what we're going to be spending in college. Plus, you have to have it if you're going to go into medical. So first of all, have your eyes wide open as to what it actually is for you. But understand, it is not a guarantee of a job when you graduate. So again, used to it, that was the formula, right? You get out of high school, you go in to college, you get your degree, you come out and you get a job because you have your degree. That's not the formula anymore. That's not how it works. So don't go in, you know, thinking that it's one thing when it actually isn't. But that doesn't mean that college could not be a benefit for you or that it couldn't be good for you. You have to consider all the different angles, just like you're going to do when you get into business, right? You got to think of all the different angles whenever you're pursuing things that you're considering. You have to do the exact same thing here for college as well. And this, hey, this applies to parents too. Look, like I just said, my oldest is about to start college in the next 2 years. She's actually starting some dual enrollment classes now, and then the next year she's going to be starting. So it's consideration for me as well. So parents, you got to be thinking about this as well. Take all the different angles into consideration, not just the income, or not just the job. There's a lot of things to consider.